Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
And he's ready
those chains on today. Hallelujah. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. We were just talking about that power. Hallelujah. How many know there's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain? Hallelujah. We're talking this week about laying aside every weight. Ah, chains will bind you just like weights. They bind you and they weight you down. Hallelujah. You're not able to move freely. They hinder your progress in the Lord. Hallelujah. But we're here today to tell the enemy that every chain in our lives is going to be broken. Every chain going to fall off. Every weight, hallelujah, we're pulling it down today in the name of Jesus. Because of Jesus' power, we can pull out some strongholds in our lives. We can set the captives free. Hey, and we're captive. We're captive if we're bound. We're captive if these weights continue to weigh us down. Amen. We thank God, hallelujah, for each and every one of you all tuning in today for a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I tell you, we have been having a wonderful time hearing the word of God. We have been having a wonderful time lifting up the name of Jesus. We thank God on yesterday we had a treat from Sister Patrice, and she was able to go forth and sing two of the songs that the Lord had given her, and she written them. You know, God give gifts unto men. Hey, glory to God. And when God give you a gift, honey, it's spectacular. It's sensational. It'll take you places where other folks' gifts won't carry them. Amen. So we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We're just so excited about our guest speaker being here with us today. But before we get on into the segment, we just want to tell you thank you once again. We want you to know that we're on this broadcast live every day, Monday through Friday, lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. We're on at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and that's 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And we also would like to invite you to tune in on Saturday mornings with Minister Billy Burns in the segment that she hosts called They Overcame. And this is an opportunity for you to share your testimony. If God done anything great for you, if he's done anything that you want to share with the audience and share with the nation, you can do that on Saturday mornings at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday, we'll rise with early Sunday morning prayer, at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. And also, by point of contact, you can contact us at our email address is newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. And you can send any of your prayer requests or any of your testimonies or whatever you'd like to share, even if you want to see us talk about something that is dear to your heart. We invite you to email us. Also, you can write us. Our mailing address is New Destiny Ministries at P.O. Box 5702. Stockton, California, 95205. Amen, amen. We thank you once again. We certainly want to thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby, who allow us to come in and host this radio broadcast. We thank God for her and the wonderful work that she's doing with this switchboard. It is not something easy, people. It's something to deal with when you have to look at everything, and you have to be sharp on the different the different screens that come up, and, you know, we have to go into the chat room. We have visitors that come on the chat room and listen live to these broadcasts. And also, we like to remind you that you can go back into the archives and listen to these messages in their entirety at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can see the beautiful flyers of our many speakers that come on and give the share the word of God with us. And you can also go to blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries, and you'll be able to also listen to these messages in their entirety. I tell you, I appreciate that, because guess what? That archive is there, and we've been on this airwaves for about 18 months. This month made 18 months, and we have impacted over 50,000 listeners. So you all ought to be proud of that, that somebody is hearing the word of God. Somebody's lives are being transformed. Somebody's lives are being being brought to another level in Christ Jesus. Because you know what? These weights come to distract us. These weights come to get us off course. But we know that our God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. And we also know that when our heart is overwhelmed, we have a rock that we can go to, and that rock is Jesus. Amen. So we thank you once again for tuning in. And again, we're so excited about Minister Maurice McCure, one of my relatives down in Hammond, Louisiana. And he knows this wonderful woman of God that's going to minister the word of God for us on today. And, you know, her spirit was just so sweet. And we just bless the Lord for her. And we want you to know Dr. Singleton out of Los Angeles, California. He will be with us on tomorrow, and on Friday is our Provoke Fridays with Pastor, our life coach, and Pastor Edward Hamilton out of Houston, Texas. But we're going to go right on into our segment for today, and we want to introduce this mighty woman of God by the name of Reverend Hilda Porter. Amen. And her, we just want to give you a little bio on her. Amen. And, you know, she opens up with our opening scripture. We opened this broadcast up many, many months with this opening scripture, Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it says, I beseech you, brethren. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, now you know I know this one by heart, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And Minister Porter is the daughter of the late Carly Galloway Porter and Harry L. Porter, Jr. She is the sixth, a twin, of 11 children, native born and reared in Hammond, Louisiana. Born to be a leader, she has been involved in ministry since the age of 7. My God. Minister Porter's Christian education was, it reads as thus, 1992, she was an honor graduate of Canaan Bible Institute of Gonzales, Louisiana, Rhema Institute, and Moody Bible Institute. Also, she was a graduate of the Vision International University, and she's still presently on course with the, and has that certificate. Minister Porter's ministry is She is licensed and ordained as a missionary in 1998 at St. Paul Baptist Church. She is an evangelist of Second Street Colgic. She is also a praise and worship instructor of the gospel music work clinician. She have also had single ministries as an instructor there, and she's also a part of the intercessory prayer team. She also provides and ministers at the nursing homes and also in the hedges in the highways. She's a former instructor for the L.A. Home and Foreign Mission. She was with the Sunday School in the BTU Congress, and she's also the founder of the Trinity Mass Choir Incorporated. She's a chartered member and a former director of SLU Gospel Choir, just to name a few. Minister Porter is a member of Greater Star Valley Missionary Baptist Church, where she served on a ministerial council as an associate Sunday school teacher and choir directress. Excuse me. She is actively involved in the missionary department. Amen. So we want to warmly welcome Reverend Porter to New Destiny Ministries on today, and we ask her to just let the Lord have his way. We don't have any restrictions. We allow the Holy Ghost to move in an awesome way. So at this time, we like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, Reverend Hilda Porter. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you so much for this opportunity
to be able to share with the people of God on today. Our scripture text for today is coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, beginning at verse 39 and ending at chapter 12, verses 1. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. In this verse, our Christian journey is likened unto a race. And so therefore, the race needs to be run with endurance and with patience. Sometimes along the route in this race, we have various traps that are sometimes to us in many instances called sin. Therefore, we are exalted or admonished to lay aside the sin which so easily ensnares or traps us. Many of us remember the story about the hare and the tortoise. So that we find that the hare, who had all the bragging rights in town, had beat everyone in the race at one time or another. So the tortoise, who was tired of hearing the hare bragging day in and day out, decided that he would challenge him to a race. And to say the least, the odds were not in the tortoise's favor. Nevertheless, the race was set, and as usual, the hare came with his bragging and boasting, assured he would beat the tortoise with the race or his confidence in the race. And so from that, we find in Hebrews 10 and 35, it says, "So therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has a great reward." Other words, it's saying that we are being assured that if we finish the race, that we are going to get a reward. And so as the story goes on, it tells us that the race was set, and once again the hare comes with the bragging rights, and he tells the tortoise that he is going to win the race. And so as the race takes place, the hare goes out in fury. In other words, what he does is he takes off as fast as he could to get ahead of the tortoise. And so that's how it is with many of us as Christians. We start out going 100 miles an hour, and then as we go forth, we have a tendency to slow down. So as he continues to go on, what happens at this point is he begins to think about that the tortoise is going at a slow pace. So now he sets in his mind that what I'm going to do is, since I already know I got him beat, then I can slow down and just rest for a little while. So after a few miles of running and running ahead, the hare decides that, well, okay, I've got a substantial lead, or I have an advantage over the tortoise. So now what I can do is just take me a little break. And so the break ends up into a long nap. And this is what happens to us as Christians. We find ourselves getting in a stupor. Once we feel like that we have arrived at a certain place, then we no longer is interested in the things of God. But the word of the Lord says to us in Luke 28 that it is high time that we wake up out of our sleep, because our redemption draweth nigh. You've got to know that we can't afford to start out at a fast pace and then slow down, because the best thing to do is, in order for us not to get tired along this journey, what we need to learn how to do is start off at a slow pace and then grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because if we start off at a slow pace, we can take our time, because nobody is expected to give up everything that we have wrong in our lives overnight. We have to come to God and allow him to do a work in us. And it is of a surety that God, who begins a work in us, hey, glory, will complete it at the day of redemption. So we got to understand that while the hare, in his all this confidence, he ends up finding himself asleep under the maple tree. And so while he's under the maple tree, the tortoise, moving along slowly, ends up passing him while he's creeping along. So you could imagine in your mind that while the tortoise is going forth, that when the hare wakes up out of his sleep and he realizes that he's been asleep so long until the tortoise is now ahead of him. And so he ends up losing the race because he fell asleep. So we can understand from this that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to the one that endures to the end. Now we find that this particular verse is most familiar to most of us, but it is a combination of not just one verse, but it is a combination of three verses. From Ecclesiastes 9 and 11, we take that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. 2 Timothy 4 and 7 says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. In other words, Paul says, I have finished my race. And so Matthew 24 and 13 says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So it behooves us to understand that if we pace ourselves and keep our eyes on the prize, that we will finish the race. And so it goes on to help us to understand that when we sin, we do what the word of God says we shouldn't do, or when we violate our own conscience. We should therefore be diligent to always obey the word of God and to be sensitive to our conscience. For many of us like to make excuses for our sins. For example, a typical example of the sins that we try to make excuse for is physical intimacy before marriage while we are dating. And so the enemy comes in and he says that it's okay to do it because everybody else is doing it. Go ahead on and do it. Don't worry about it. But how many of us know that there are some consequences for the sins that we have a tendency to overlook? And then we have the mitigated gall, or the audacity, to ask ourselves, how far is too far? Well, the moment your conscience pricks you, then you ought to know that it is too far. whenever we sin, you've got to understand that we are entrapped or trapped and are not making progress in the race. For the sins that we commit are the things that will slow us down. Let us take a look at Galatians, the fifth chapter, beginning at verse 16, and see what it has to say. Verse 16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, adultery, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfishness, ambitions, dissensions, heresy, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we have all these things on the inside that are keeping us from getting to where God wants us to be. There is no way we can get close to God with all these things that are on the inside of us. So what Paul does, along with the other writers of this text, he tells us that at this point, I've got to forget about the things that have happened to me in the past. He said, I'm forgetting those things that are behind me. And now I'm looking forward that I'm going to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And some of us are just like Paul, because some of the things that Paul looked at behind, that he said that, listen, I can't let these things, these past relationships, keep me from getting to God. Because I could imagine in my mind that as Paul was thinking about these things, he no doubt was saying to himself, what can I say after all? Listen, I was the chief among sinners. I was the same man who went around persecuting the Christians. I followed them that they may be stoned to death. But that same Paul, because there are consequences to our sins, he said, let's take a look at the thing that Paul says, that, listen, this is what I'm going to have to leave behind. Paul looked at or talked about the things that happened in his past. He said, listen, I was persecuted in the past. But how many of us know we are not worried about that? Because the Bible says, blessed are ye when men shall persecute you and say all manner of evil against you for my name's sake. It doesn't matter what they say about you. It's who God say that you are. He said, I had been stoned in the past. I was socially ruined by the church folk in the past. He felt the cold sting of jealousy by the church folk in the past. He was made to feel as if he didn't belong in the church because he didn't do the things the same way everybody else did him. He felt alone. Oh, he was expected to die. He was tossed and driven by the angry sea. He was accused of all sorts of things, arrested and beaten. And no doubt you found yourself in some of those same situations. But sometimes when we find ourselves in those situations, we don't want to have to go through with them. But sometimes we have to understand that in the past, that some people are held back by their past experiences, whether they are bad or whether they are good. Some along the way used to be, or we're loaded down with disappointments and wounds from our past experiences because somebody said that you're not going to be nothing and nobody. Somebody said your old low-down mama didn't want you when you were born, and she put you up for adoption, and all these things. Somebody even went to the so far to say you ain't going to be nothing and nobody. But when you look back, where God has brought you from, you shouldn't allow those things of the past to hurt you in the future. Instead, you ought to tell the devil, Satan, get thee behind me, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. But in order to press, we have to understand that pressing is something somewhat like when you take a piece of clothing and you put it on an ironing board, whether it be a dress, a shirt, or a pair of pants and you got to press harder to get those wrinkles out. And that's the way sin is in our life. Those things that are behind us, we've got to press it until we can get it out. But there are things in us that sometimes those things are only going to come but through fasting and through prayer. So as I looked at this passage of scripture, I realized that Paul was telling us that our faith was being tested. And that when our faith is being tested, there were three things that I noticed about this text. First of all, he talked about the fellowship of the past. And then he talked about the second thing was that we need to forsake our practice. And then the third thing he looked at was we need to focus on our presence. So as you look at trying to get rid of those things in the past, you got to understand that there are some things like fear, which is the opposite of faith, that gets in our way. For Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. And so the just shall live by faith, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I understand that it is not so much of what we know God can do for us, but it's what we cannot see with our natural eyes. Because if we can't see it, we have the tendency not to believe it, which is the opposite of you got to believe it, even if you don't see it, because God said it, that settles it. He said, if I said it, my word is forever settled in heaven. So as we look at Paul, who had a desire to get closer to God, even with all these things that were going on in his life, we know that the children of Israel did not enter the land because of unbelief. What they had a problem with, they were afraid because they didn't believe God. For fear, listen at this, fear will keep you from moving in your gift. There are many of us who have gifts, and we have been given these gifts by the Holy Spirit. But because we are afraid of the gifts that God has given us, we won't operate in those gifts. But I like to tell people that God is not going to give you a gift that you cannot handle. But Solomon, who was so wise in his wisdom, says unto us that your gift will make room for you and cause you to come before great men. But the enemy doesn't want you to see that God has given you these gifts, so he puts a blindfold over our eyes and causes us to fear the very thing that God has given us to do. So we allow Satan in all of his splendor to keep us from getting to where God wants us to be. If God says that you are created in his image and in his likeness, then that means that we should be able to do the things that God has done, because he says greater works will you be able to do because I have done them. Where is the greater one in you? But we have the Spirit of God moving and living on the inside of us, because Acts 1:8 says that after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon us and we shall receive power. God has given us everything that we need to do the things that he has told us to do, because Paul says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. So what does that tell us? Is that God has given you, he has placed everything inside of you to do the things that he has called and assigned your hands to do. Because when you look at that God is omnipotent, that word potent means potential. So God has placed both the ability and he has placed potential inside of you to do the things that he has commissioned and commanded you to do. So we can no longer allow the enemy to keep us from moving in the direction that God wants us to go into. So fear will keep you from stepping forward. How many times have you tried to do something or you tried to go somewhere and you couldn't go because you were afraid? So the enemy has a grip over us. In other words, fear, meaning false evidence that appear real, because the word of the Lord says that perfect love will cast out fear. And then God says, I did not give you the spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind, whereby you can cry, Abba, Father. But guess what? Notice that God said, I didn't give you the fear. But he didn't say that you wasn't going to have fear. But if you believe in God, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power of the faith that worketh in you. So what is that saying? God is saying that when you believe in me, your faith can't be a faith that one day you believe that God can and he will, and then 2 hours later, then your faith is wavering. You wake up the next morning and you got faith in God, and then 2 minutes later, you don't have no faith. You got to trust God for everything that's in you. He said, listen, I will go beyond what you can imagine or think, but your faith has to be continuously. Your faith cannot fail you, because he says without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those of us who go to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we continue to press toward the mark, realizing that fear will keep you from possessing what God has already said is yours. So we can no longer allow the enemy to cause us to be in a stupor where we can't move. He has a grip on us. He has such a hold on us that we can't go forward or we can't move backwards. But God has a need for those of us who are willing to walk upright, and those of us who are willing to live and do that which he has told us to do. Then you have another weight that we can look at: false burdens or false responsibilities. Because there are some people that are carrying things that are not even theirs to carry. Sometimes we try to walk around with all the responsibility on us instead of delegating authority and allowing somebody else to do. But when you find yourself in those positions, the word says that cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cared for you. Because Jesus said he didn't tell us we were going to build our church. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So when we look at this, we can understand that while we're casting our cares, and God says that if you commit your ways unto him, the Lord will bring it to pass. He said, I said it, and that tells it. So if God has told you that he's going to do it, he is going to do it. All we got to do is do like the psalmist say, be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not move. So then there are some other things that we can look at besides drunkenness and lasciviousness and fornication and stealing and jealousy and robbery and all those things that come to mind. There are some infirmities that we have to go through with. The Bible says that Paul had an infirmity. We don't know what that infirmity was, but whatever it was, Paul entreated the Lord 3 times. And God told him, he said, my grace is sufficient. When you look at that word in the Greek word, when you look at weight, you'll find that weight refers to tumors or a mass. Sometimes we have different types of weights on us that we can't get rid of. How in the world can I do what God has told me to do when I'm going through in my body? But if we believe that God said, I sent my word healed them, and when I send my word out, my word will not come or return back unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I have sent it out to do. But the problem with us as saints of God, we have to understand that God does not always choose to heal us on this side, but it does not mean that you are not going to be healed. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And when you are in the presence of God, a change has to take place. He said, we're going to change from this body. This old body that we have now, that's corruptible body, is going to be incorruptible. So we have to realize that God still is going to heal us, whether it be on this side of heaven or whether it be on the other side, because his words are sure. They are yea and nay. God is the only person. I love to drink Coca-Cola. We say it's the real thing, but the only sure thing and the only sure person that I know is Jesus Christ, because he's the only one that's able to save us. So many of us find ourselves with all kinds of these infirmities and all kinds of mental diseases in our lives and our body, so we can't look up and see God. But that's only a trick of the enemy trying to blind us And so we find ourselves being weighted down in debt. And we're in debt because we caused the problem by ourselves. We manufactured the problem. We know we don't have money to buy certain things, and so we want to be like the Jordan. But the Bible says that we are to owe no man nothing, for we shall be the head and not the tail. We shall be above and not beneath. We shall be a lender and not a borrower. He said we shall be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Blessed shall be our going out, and blessed shall be our coming in. So in order to be debt-free and not have to be encumbered so much by this debt, then we ought to follow the instructions of God. So the lender or the borrower is supposed to be a servant to the lender. How many times have we enslaved ourselves because we owe more than what we bring in?
Hey, glory.
And so when we do that, we can't live debt-free. Many of us are in debt because we're still not following God's rule. We're not doing what God said, because he said to us in Malachi, the third chapter, how will men rob God except for in their tithes and in their offerings? Do what God says to do. And then when you look at verse 11, he said, when you give me what's due me, then I will rebuke the buyer for your name's sake. In other words, God is saying that all these things that are coming up on you, he said, I can rebuke them. If we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we can speak to the mountain and tell the mountain to be thou removed. That's a little thing to have so much faith. But if you have that kind of faith, you can move mountains. We've got to tell the enemy that we're going to throw off the shackles of death, that you might be freely to give and give. Because the word says, if you will give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So there are some blessings that are running over. You can truly say, I am living in the overflow. So we've got to know that when we fellowship, that darkness and light just don't mix. Because if you're in a room that's full of darkness and you throw a light switch on, there is an illumination of light. Well, that's the same way it should be with us as Christians. That we should be able to walk in the Spirit of God. And so, as it goes on, it says that the book of Hebrews was written to a group of Jewish believers. These Jewish believers were being persecuted because of their newly found faith in Jesus Christ. As a result, some or many Old Testament Judaism contained many religious practices that were now invalidated by the death of Jesus Christ. Such practices include the sacrificing of animals for atonement of sin, circumcision, or the rituals of temple worship. Because of Jesus' death, these practices became unnecessary, as they were just a shadow of the coming Messiah age. Therefore, in Hebrews 12:1, the author exhorts the Jewish believers to lay aside these traditions because they are unnecessary weights in their new Christian journey. I'm so sick and tired of us being hung up on tradition, because we did it that way, and grandma did it that way, and they used to do it this way, and why we don't do it that way. But God is not necessarily doing a new thing, because he said there's nothing new under the sun. But there are some new things that God is trying to do. It's new because it's something that you have never done before. If you don't have the Holy Ghost on the inside, there is no way you can have the evidence of speaking in tongues. You cannot go forth in the tongues without the Spirit of God living in you on the inside. So nothing new, but it's new in you because you've never done it before. So God wants you to do some things out of the ordinary. He wants you to step outside of the box and realize that he said you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We need to know that we're in a time when we should be able to see our people get up. We should be able to raise the dead. We should be able to heal the sick. But God said, listen, the reason why you're not doing it is because you're so hung up on the past. We've got to get out and realize that God has placed inside of us the things that we need to be able to do in order to run this race. You can't run this race without God in your life. Now, many of us think that we can run the race because we're only looking at it from the physical aspect of it. Mm. And so because Paul uses this text and compares it to a physical race, there are some things I decided, well, let me just find out the names of those particular athletic sports that you have to run with. And some of the things that I came up with were sports like soccer and football and basketball, not to mention cross country and indoor and outdoor track and field that were some of your more prominent sports that you were using running. Mm-hmm. And what I found out was that running only requires that you can move your legs in a functional range, so if you can run comfortably and without injury, there's no need to stretch. There are many reasons given for stretching, and most are mythical. Stretching does not prevent injury or improve performance. However, warm-up activities do prevent injury and improve performance. So time is best spent warming up the muscles rather than stretching before activity. Stretching before activity will decrease power, force output, and jump performance and speed. Dynamic warm-up activities, utilizing the muscles to be challenged in your workout or competition, will improve your performance and give you the most benefit for your time, sprint time is faster, agility measures are better, and of great significance, running economy is better. All that is good. But what I found out that the Christians need to have a warm-up, our warm-up activities is getting up in the morning and meditating on God, reading the Word, and spending time with God in prayer. And these are the things that we don't want to do. You can't do those physical things without having the spiritual food first. Just as you prepare to put your body in shape, you got to get in shape, but we got to get in shape to run this race, the spiritual race, because this race, this battle that we're running, is not between us. It's between God and the devil, because since the enemy is in high places, we've got to be able to praise our way and do those things that are pleasing to God in order that we can reach where God is, because if the enemy is in high places, he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness, satanic forces in high places. So if the enemy is in high places, we've got to praise and work our way through so that we can get to where God is, who is in heavenly places. So we cannot allow the enemy to tell us that, you know, we get in physical conditions that we are not able to adhere to the word of God. Even to be in physical condition, you have to have a good diet. You have to be on a good diet. You have to eat the right kinds of food, eat the correct food. So that, and then sometimes we have to stay away from bad foods. I have diverticulitis, something I didn't know that even exists. But in order for me to be able to make it without going through stomach pain, there are some foods that I consider good that I can't eat. But because they don't agree with me, then they're considered to be bad foods. So that's the same way. You can't eat from everybody's table. You can't go everywhere you want to go and get the word of God. So now we're living in a time when the ears of men and women, boys and girls, are itching that we're going everywhere trying to get the word. What if one over here is doing one thing and they're doing it somewhere else better, then we want to run there. If the prophet or prophetess come into town, excuse me, and they say, and they're prophesying to us, so we're just running all over the land because we are not sure of who we are or whose we are. But you got to have a good diet. Jesus said to us in Matthew 4:4 that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We've got to have a jump start. Just as the athlete has to have a jump start, we've got to have something to get us started in the morning. And so what happens to us? What happens when you don't end up going to Bible study, or when you're not in prayer service, or when you're not in Sunday school on Sunday mornings, or when you're not in church service on Sunday so that you can get the word of God? You cannot think that you have arrived, because Paul says, I count myself not to have apprehended. He said, but this one thing, in other words, Paul was saying that I haven't arrived there yet. No matter how much I know of the Gamaliel's law, no matter how many tongues I can speak in, I've been all over everywhere. for that, I still have not arrived at that point where I want to be. And the only way we can get there is through the word of God. And so as he goes on, he says that we've got to forsake our practice. All that stuff that we've been doing that's contrary to the will of God, we've got to get rid of that. We've got to get rid of that old stinking thinking that we have, thinking that our way is the only way. But the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is spiritual death. We're going to die and go to hell because of the way we think. You have to think what the word of the Lord says. He said, let this mind which is in Christ Jesus also be in you. You shouldn't take on the world's practices just because somebody's saying it's all right. You can't do it because God said it is against his will. So anything that is against God's will, we should be against it. So forsake those practices. We got to give up our old ways for God's ways. He said, deny ourselves. If you're going to follow me, take up your cross. He said, deny yourself. We got to deny ourselves of some things. We got to deny ourselves of the way it used to be when it felt good to us and it wasn't right. We still caught up into our old habits that we've got to get rid of. And then he says that when you do all that, then you can go on and focus on the present. And that's where we are today. We need to put ourselves in a position that we can focus on the things of God and the place where God wants us to be. And we ought to be just like Paul, who had a desire to get close to God. He said, oh, that I might know him. He said, I know I've written all about him. He allowed me to do the things that I did. He said, but listen, did anybody really want to know who God is? You feel like that you've arrived at a point that you know it all and you know everything that is to know. But to run this race, we've got to embrace God more than we embrace people. Men now are lovers of themselves more than they are of God. We got all kinds of electronic games that we love more than we love God. And we spend more time on the computer and on our telephone, cell phones than we do with God. How Lord. Are you going to know God? You've got to take our time. God is a jealous God, and he don't come second to none. So we've got to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind and thy soul. We've got to do that if you want to be closer to God, if you want to press forward to the mark, if you want to get to the point where God wants you to be. You want to wake up in the morning knowing that God is first on your list and go all through the day and praising and thanking God and doing those things that God said that he wants us to do. So we have to make up our mind that we're going to forget about all that messing, and we're going to let it go. You can't allow your past hurts and your past experiences to block you and stop you from getting where God wants you to be. And you got to understand that we got to forget all that mess that we've been into. You got to stop judging people if you're going to press toward the mark. It's not going to be easy at first, but it's got to be what you say. Well, this is my purpose. I'm not going to let nothing and nobody stop me from getting to where God wants me to be. You got to understand that there are going to be times when you have to cry sometimes. But you got to say to yourself, even though I got to cry, that's my goal. Because when I'm crying, I know that God will take every one of my tears and he'll place them in a bottle. You got to forsake everything and anybody that's with you. You got to forget about your friends that don't have the same desires that you have so that you can get where you need to be. Because God, sometimes people tell you, well, you don't sing so well, or you don't do it the way that person do well. You can't sing in the choir. And they come up with all kinds of little things that causes us to become disappointed in life. But what you want to do is to embrace God and just make up your mind that, listen, I got all this stuff that's going on in my life, but I'm going to forget about all that thing. And you're going to say to yourself, no matter what, I've got to reach my goal. And not only do I have to reach my goal, but I've got to achieve my goal. It's my desire. You've got to tell yourself, I got to fulfill my purpose. And the only way I can fulfill my purpose is to forget those things that are behind me and press on toward the mark. Those feelings of rejection from the church folk that make you feel like you're not even coming to church, you got to let that stuff go. The anger that you have because the people have made you upset, you got to forget that. Forget it and let it go. The feelings of depression, you got to forget it and let it go. And all the things that people have misunderstood you, understand this. Your destiny, your purpose in life is not predicated upon your stuff in the past. That backbiting, it's not part of your destiny. Jealousy is not tied to your goal. Rejection, all of those things that's keeping you from your purpose. So what we need to do is stop wasting time worried about other folks and what they're saying and try to figure out what I'm going to do myself. What is it in me? What about me that's displeasing to God that's keeping me from getting to where God wants me to be? I've got to lay aside every weight and the sin, that thing that has me stand up and tangled up, got me tied up and yoked up to the enemy. I've got to get it out of my mind. And today, I make the choice to let it go. Amen. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, Lord.
Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, woman of God. Awesome word. Awesome. On time word. I can't add anything to it. Lay aside every way. She done took us almost from Genesis to Revelation. If you're not encouraged after hearing a mighty anointed word such as that, if no weights have been lifted off of you today, hey, glory to God, you need to go back into the archives. This was a word, and this, excuse me, was a message that the nation should hear. Everyone should hear a word like this. My God, thank you. Hallelujah, that have encouraged me today. Hey, glory to God. If we can keep our eyes on Jesus, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. She just said it. We look into all kinds of things. We look into these computers and this Facebook and this Twitter and all these media outlets and the time we spend with them. What kind of time are we giving the Lord? Shit, the Lord have mercy. You have preached today, God. Thank you. Thank you for this mighty woman of God. God, we asking you to continue to bless her and strengthen her, Lord God. Replenish her. Yeah, God, for everything she exerted on the day, for every word that she's spoken to encourage your people today about these weights. Hallelujah. We bless you for her. Amen, amen, amen. Woo! Glory to God. This is when you want to just really just praise God and just thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She said, don't just get stuck in a rut. Know that God will bring you out. Know that you can redeem the time. Oh, I bless you for this word today. Reverend Porter, you have encouraged our hearts on today. We have about 15 callers on the line. I see Minister Maurice on the line, and we're going to open up the lines. And if you all have any questions of this mighty woman of God, if you want to know how to get rid of, how to lay aside these weights, you heard the message, but she's still on the line. If you have any specific questions and you want to ask her, you can, or if you have any comments, a comment, or you'd like to make a remark, we certainly are opening up the lines. God bless you. I thank Minister Maurice Moncure for allowing us the privilege to meet this awesome woman of God. I tell you, she has not disappointed. The Holy Ghost have used her mightily on today. So we bless you, cousin. God bless you, Minister Maurice. Minister Maurice?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
How you
God
doing, Evangelist?
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. But it's good to have my spiritual mother. She's been doing this ever since I came to Hammond in 1980. We just thank God for the life that she lives. She's not just speaking and preaching now, She's been doing it ever since I've known her, and I just thank God for her spiritual walk with God that's sincere. And this is an everyday thing for her. This is not no shape, form, or fashion with her. Her life has been spoken. Even when it wasn't popular about women preaching and all of that, she took all that burden and all that criticism, and she just kept on going until God says, listen, I'm going to ordain you, and listen, you've already been ordained since you was in your mother's womb. And it's a blessing to have a woman of God so powerful and so mighty when she had to go through all of this embarrassment through men, male preachers, and all and you know and all of this. But I thank God that she just stood fast on what God told her to do, and she never let go. She never talked about him, and she never did criticize him. But she knew one thing: God had a calling on her life. Now that we're open to it, I thank God for her. And her ministry, and she's just been a blessing in my life. And what you hear and what you have heard, listen, you can call her at any time. You're going to get the same thing. It's nothing that's caked up. It's nothing that's just being performed. This is the life that the Reverend Porter lives. She lives this life every day, all day long. And I'm just grateful, and I thank God for it. And I said, I'm just sneaking on the phone. I said, I got to get in there and hear something from her. And I know it was going to be a rhema word from the Lord. I got me some notes. I got me a sermon. I'm coming up there, too. I got to preach some of this stuff. She just can help me out. Yes, indeed. We thank God for it.
Mighty. Ah, we bless the Lord for it. Well, we thank you, Minister Maurice. If you stay on, I don't know if Reverend Porter want to minister a song, but we certainly would like you to minister a song of thine for us on today. Let me go to also Elder Gloria Brown, and this is another mighty woman of God. She'll be speaking for us on next week. She hosts a radio broadcast out of Connecticut, and we're so glad and honored to see her today on the line with us. So we're going to open up her line. God bless you, Elder Brown.
God bless you, Beth. God bless you, Pastor Bernard. I thank God for the woman of God that came forth today, Reverend Porter. You really blessed my soul, and thank God for the nuggets that you gave me, because I can able to sleep tonight because some of it was meant for me. I see why God can shift some stuff in the spirit and shift some stuff in the atmosphere and move some things around. Hallelujah. Because he got to prepare you and get you ready for that next move and that next dimension and that next level that he's about to take you up to. So I thank you, Reverend Porter. Thank you, Pastor Bernard, for receiving me and having me on today.
Amen.
God bless. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
God is awesome.
God bless you. Elder Gloria, can you give our audience your information on your radio broadcast?
Yes. On Tuesday, we come on every Tuesday from 3:30 to 4, my time. And I think that's like maybe 2:30 your time. And, no, that may be 1:30 your time. But anyway, we come on, and you can reach us at www.wdjzradio.com. And then on Friday morning at 7 a.m. my time, you still be sleeping at 5 a.m. But I come on, I think it's around 4 or 5, I come on the radio with prayer called Morning Glory Prayer Outreach. So if anybody that's coming to the East Coast, and they lack in the Connecticut, New York area, let me know, and I'll be able to announce it for you and things like that.
Amen, amen. What a blessing. Amen. Thank you, Elder Brown, and you all look forward to hearing her next Thursday. She'll be But next Thursday.
Amen. God is moving.
Amen, amen. We see some other new numbers that we haven't seen before out of the Louisiana area. And we're going to go to some of those listeners and have them, if they have any questions or remarks, You're welcome to do so at this time. We have area code 985, and the last four of your number is 1286. Can you greet us, caller?
Yes.
God bless you.
Oh, that was a tremendous message. Thank
God. Amen, amen. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Betty Watson. I'm from Ponchatoula, Louisiana.
My God, Louisiana folks, y'all my home girls. I love that. Thank you, Sister Betty.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be tuned in. When I heard that
minister
will be preaching today, oh, thank God. She
amen,
is awesome.
Amen. Who invited you on the show?
Minister Porter told me that she was on the show today, and I fumbled around all kinds of ways until I got it.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in.
Enjoyed myself. I am enjoying, so I will be tuning somebody else in, too.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you, Louisiana. I'm a native Louisianian. I'm born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. You know, I'm going to put it out there when I see my folks here.
All right. Well, you let us know when you get down this way.
I certainly will. Look at that. I hold me. You all have really blessed my heart on today, so I thank God for you. Amen. Okay. We're on Monday through Friday, so we certainly invite you to tune back in. Amen.
Okay,
amen. Another Louise, I'm about to say New Orleans number. We've seen two more numbers out of the Louisiana area code and look like they have dropped off. So I'm going to go to area code 706, and the last four of your number is 6198. Looks familiar. Can you greet us, caller?
Amen. God bless everyone this afternoon.
Amen. Who are we speaking with?
Amen. This is Elder Pearl Woods in Columbus, Georgia.
Elder
Pearly Woods in Columbus, Georgia. I'm sorry, I'm on my way home. I'm driving, so I'm listening
okay.
to you.
Amen.
With Bluetooth. Amen. Amen. I was at work listening to the woman of God. I really enjoyed it. This has been a season. I feel like this last week has been a whole season for me. But this was a powerful word today, and I thank you, woman of God, for sharing that. And it was very enlightening. And thanks again, and God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. How did you hear about the segment?
You are a Facebook friend of mine.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Down in Georgia. I live there, too. Amen.
God yes, ma'am.
Well, we thank you for tuning in with us today. Don't be a stranger.
No, ma'am, I won't. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Looks like we have some background noise. Area code 954. The last four of your numbers, 8261. Can you greet us, caller? Okay, maybe they're just listening in. Amen. We're going to go now to some of our other faithful supporters that's on the line with us each and every day, and we certainly appreciate them. Let me go. I see Sister Melanie Davis. God bless you, Sister Davis.
Oh, God bless y'all. My heart was punctured. The Holy Spirit ran through me in a mighty way. I don't know the lady that prayed ahead of time, and I confess to y'all that, you know, I have dealt with past issues and hatred and unforgiveness. And whoever prayed that said, whoever lied, and
my
whoever
God.
Faked, they have moved on. That was me that the Holy Spirit was talking to. And I struggle with everything the sister preached about. And I want to let go so bad.
Hallelujah.
And the Holy Spirit is just dealing with me.
God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless
you. God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for touching her right now.
Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.
We bless you, Lord, right now, God.
That are faithful to preach the word and reach many.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Bless you. Bless you.
Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Ooh, thank God for that word. That word will heal us. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
so we're going to continue to praise it. Anything special you, any special requests that you have, Sister Davis?
Just to be able to give it all to God and to be free and to be able to live the life He has called me to be.
Amen, amen. We're going to let our speaker minister to you right now. Amen. Reverend Porter, could you just pray
for
our heart right now?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you, dear God, we petition you on behalf of Sister Melanie Davis at this time, Lord. We thank thee now, God, that you said that your word will not return back unto you void, God. And so we thank you for the word that have gone forth and penetrated her heart. And now, God, you've heard all that she said today, and we pray, Father, that you would heal and deliver her right now, God. We know that you can, and we know that you will, Father. We thank thee, Lord God, for all that you've already done in her life and what we know that you are doing even now. And, God, for what we know that you are going to do, God. I pray that you will bless her now, Father. We rebuke the enemy, and we command Satan in the name of Jesus to go back to the very pits of hell from whence he cometh. We thank thee now, Father, that she is free according to the word of the Lord. For you said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. And now, God, we thank thee, O God, that you've arrested her, dear God, and that you've caused her heart, O God, to be pierced. For you said that the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And now, God, we thank you that you're able to pour all that wine into her wounds, dear God, and that you're able to heal and deliver her even now, Father. I pray, Father, that you will continue to bless her, dear God. Continue to crown her head with more wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your word. Even now, God, as we speak, as we pray, dear God, I thank you for your healing, dear God. I thank you, dear God, for your word. Thank you for your power, dear God. Thank you right now, dear God, for salvation, Lord God. And we proclaim the word of God that it is so according to her faith. In Jesus' name, we give you all the glory and we give you all of the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Davis.
God
hallelujah.
Bless you.
Amen.
Encourage.
Amen.
Lift up your head. Hallelujah. Be encouraged.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. We thank you for amen, amen. We're going to go now to Sister Patrice and then to Sister Albertine, and then we see Sister Cammy. And then I also see Sister Donna Shaw out of the Los Angeles area also have joined us. You need to go back and listen to this message, Sister Donna, in its entirety. Amen. I tell you, it will bless your soul. Amen. Mm-hmm. Sister Patrice, God bless you.
God bless you. Oh, woman of God, Reverend Porter. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, you have taught that word thoroughly, and I just appreciate you for that. Oh, and it's blessing me even right now. And I just like to say thank you. May God continue to bless you in all that you do. May He bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Sister Albertine.
Hello.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, David Bernard and Pastor Porter. That message was phenomenal.
Thank you.
It made me think about when I used to always ask God, how come I get this close to this deal or how come I get this close to that? And the reason why things was not happening, I think God wanted to show me what he wanted to give me, but a lot of times things wouldn't prosper because he kept telling me, remove this person out of my life. Let this go. Let that past relationship go or that friend. And it's amazing, you know, they say it's lonely at the top or sometimes you have to walk alone. And that message today really was confirmation about some things that God has been putting on my spirit and has really been dealing with me. And letting these people go and letting things go out of my life, you realize they really wasn't that important. And that God is more important. God's word is more important. Your daily walk with God is so far more important. And what he will replace it with It's greater than you could ever think or imagine. So, you know, the very little things sometimes we think that are so significant are nothing. They're really nothing. They really mean nothing. And they're pretty much more a hindrance to us. And then sometimes God will test us to see, can you let this go and still praise me? If I remove this, will you still love me?
Will
you still be able to praise my name? Can you go out and give somebody a word? Can you minister to someone, although your life is in turmoil, or although you're in pain and suffering, but you know God has got you? So the way that it's just so many aspects of that message, and the way I perceived it, it was powerful, right on time. I loved it. And it really made me think about, even when I was in past relationships, why things didn't come to pass or prosper, because God could not give them to me with that person in my life. It wasn't, it says, do not cast your pearls before swine. You know, so I believe in that point that, you know, Lord, okay, here I am. I'm going to continue to clean the things out of my life. I'm not going to hold on to material things. I'm going to, if you want to move this out the way, okay, fine, Lord. Where are you taking me, Lord? I'm going to go. And sometimes our walk, the way God is trying to show us and direct us, we got too many bags we're trying to pull along with us.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If he's telling us, let it go. Let it go. This is not for you and on your journey. You got to let it go. So I thank you for that powerful message. It was right on time. And I love you for it. And God bless you.
Amen. I love you too.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Albertine. We certainly appreciate you sharing that with us on today. Amen. We're going to Sister Cammy, and then we're going to go to, I see Sister, I think it's Sister Dawn after. God bless you, Sister Cammy.
Hey, God bless you. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm blessed. I don't have too much to say. I'm thankful too for the word, and I today just want to take it in and not, you know, say too much. And go back and listen to it again, because I feel like sometimes it's just for us to hear, you know, and not, and just let God speak to us. And that's one of the things I'm learning to do, is just humble myself, be quiet, and just wait on God. Because,
hallelujah,
you know, I've tried it by myself, and it's not working. So, again, I thank you for it. I think it was very powerful. It was one of the best lessons I've heard in a long time, and one of the things I felt I needed, because I am right now in that storm of wondering why, and instead of just, you know, being patient and waiting. So thank you again for that.
Amen.
Well, Sister Cammy, let me see. Sister Dawn, God bless you.
Hey, sweetie.
Sister Dawn.
Hi.
Amen. I think that's her. Anyway, we're going to go back to our speaker, and before we do that, well, we'll just go back to our speaker for her final comment. Well, before I go to our speaker, I'm sorry. I missed one of our callers that I hadn't got to. Sister Donna, God bless you, Sister Donna.
God bless you, woman of God. I just want to say I love you guys, and I miss you so much. I'm back to work. That's why I've been getting on a little late. My schedule has changed, but it was just a blessing to hear you guys' voices again and hear you guys united in the Word of God, and still just to keeping yourself strong and fed. I will be back on the line this evening. I'll go back to the archives and listen and meditate on this word. And I know it will truly bless my soul, but I have to say it again. I love all my family, and I do miss you guys. And have a blessed and wonderful day. And God bless the speaker on this evening for the message.
Amen. We miss you too. So God bless you. It's good to be back to work, though. I know that. So God bless you. Go back and listen to that message again. And I tell you, it will certainly bless your spirit. Amen. We're going to go back to our speaker, and we're going to, before I go to our speaker, we just want to see if Minister Maurice can just minister a song for us. And even our speaker, I see she's a director. I know she can sing, so we're going to, if they feel up to it, or like to just render. Minister Maurice.
Yes, indeed. I'd love it. Just a message for you. Bless your name, Jesus. I don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting.
That's my
Don't
Marie.
Mind waiting on the Lord. Don't mind waiting. Thank you, Jesus. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't mind waiting. Thank you, Jesus. Don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. Oh, yeah. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. On the Lord. Now that was day flat. I'm going to go to the corner. Don't mind waiting. It's Reverend Porter's key. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting. Oh, you're all right, Reverend Porter. Help me, Reverend Porter. Don't mind waiting.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't.
Don't mind waiting on the Lord. No matter how long it takes, I'm going to wait on the Lord.
Wait.
Hallelujah. Through my trials and tribulations, I'll wait on the Lord. Through my ups and my downs, I'm going to wait on the Lord.
Everything I am.
to the thing I am.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Mm. Everything I've got. Mm. Everything I've done. I owe it all to you, oh, God.
I owe it all.
That's why I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Yes, God. Hey, thank you.
Glory.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Nobody like you, Lord.
Nobody like you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Young man that's preaching and teaching and living, he's just not doing like
Minister Marie said, he living this thing, and we're just so that Dr. Porter was able to come and be with us today. You have an open invitation to come and minister. Permit, so we're going to go back to her and let her have the final remark. Amen. And she pulls us out with prayer. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you. I just want to say to the listening audience that in closing, to say to you that if you have a desire to get closer to the Lord and you want to know him and you want the manifestation of his promise in your life, you want to walk in his purpose and to achieve your destiny, you want God to be able to use you in the way that he wants to. In order to do that, you've got to do according to the word of the Lord. You've got to let it go. Forget those things that are behind you, those things, issues of the past, and press forward toward the mark of the prize of a high calling. And the only way you can do that is to lay aside every weight and the sin or besetting sins which just so easily beset us, and then run this patience. Put off everything that's not like God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name now, Father, for the word that have gone forth. We thank thee, O God, for the mighty women of God, to Pastor Bernard and her assistants and those involved with the radio station, dear God, who have opened up their doors and been obedient to your voice, God, to allow us to come in on today and to give a word to the people of God. We thank thee now, God, that we know that the word of the Lord is already blessed. I praise and give your name glory, Father, for every opportunity and every privilege that you give us to be able to be a witness to some lost soul that is lost and unsaved. And now, God, we pray, Father, that you will bless the people of God. For we realize that people throughout this land, they are hurting and don't know how they are going to make it. I pray that you will turn their hearts back to you today, O God, and let them know that you are still the same God today that you were yesterday. And when tomorrow comes, you are surely going to be that same God. For you have no respect of persons, and what you can do for one, you can do for another. So we thank you now, God, and we give your name glory, honor, and praise, that the people of God, dear God, may be able to lift up their heads and be able to see you, O God, that they may not see themselves in poverty, God, or poverty stricken, but they may know, dear God, that they serve a God who's able to meet every one of their needs, dear God. And so, Father, we thank thee now that the devil is defeated and that the body of Christ is on top today, dear God. So, Father, I thank you. Lord, we pray, Father, for men and women throughout this land, dear God, those soldiers and others who are fighting over in Afghanistan, wherever they may be, dear God, just bless people throughout this world, the homeless, dear God, those who don't have any place to lay their head, those who don't have food to eat, God. We know you know who they are and where they are. As we lift up, dear God, our national, foreign, and state, and local governments unto thee, O God. For you said that when we will bless your name and we will do according to all that you have assigned us to do, that you will cause even our enemies to be at peace. And so, God, we thank thee right now for the peace of God that will surpass all understanding. We speak peace into the life of every believer throughout this land, and those who are able to hear me under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Take us on out, Maurice. Hallelujah. Minister Marie said, I almost saw y'all, Lord Jesus. I don't feel like leaving out of God's presence.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. He's gone. Would you just do a song for us, Reverend Porter?
Amen. Okay.
Oh,
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
Okay.
I give you praise, for you are my rock. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search throughout eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none. There is none like you. Amen. Thank you all so much again for the opportunity. May God forever bless and keep you and bless you double-fold for all that you do for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God.
God bless.
Amen.
I'd like to say thank you to all of our first-time listeners, Sister Betty out of Ponchatoula, and all of those that call from the surrounding areas. We appreciate you calling in and sharing your time with us on today. Bless you all. Have a beautiful and safe day. And we'll see you back on the line on tomorrow. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless.
Amen, amen.